This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Punk Rock NBA podcast.
The other thing I want, well, there's another thing I did want to ask you about. You had brought up, because you were talking about your experience marketing and working for these big companies, another parallel between us, I think, is finding our way there by doing small things and then leaving that world in some way. I'm wondering what that world was like for you and what pushed you out of it, because a lot of people ask about, well, why would you leave something like IGN when they maximize your creativity? They paid you decently. I mean, not great. You got to travel the world and do whatever you wanted. And I'm like, well, I wanted to do something else. It's almost unimaginable for people. I imagine you working at a Fortune 500 company. That must be a Fortune 100 company, maybe even.
They could be. I'm not sure. Especially right. At their peak, you know, 2010-ish right. Or whatever.
I feel like a lot of people would look at that and be like, man, you have money, brands, room, space. What was that world like, and why did you want to get away from it? Because I sense something there in you that's parallel to me, and not really being able to explain it to a lot of people who want security over maximum return, let's say.
Yeah. Well, there's a few assumptions there that I don't think are correct. Assumptions that I made. And a lot of people make that I think if you actually poke at them are not correct. So number one, the idea of security. Your job is not secure anywhere. You know, layoffs happen all the time, even at companies like Microsoft and shit that are just printing money where it seems like that's a sure thing. They lay people off all the time, or your team, you know, this happens all the time. If you work at a big company, they're like, oh, you're getting moved to this other team with a week's notice because, you know, the director of this department is leaving the company, and so we're rolling your team up into this other person. So you have a new job for this person who's an asshole or an idiot and doesn't care about you. And so the idea that you can sort of cling to the safety of this big ship that's never going to sink is not true. The company may not go under, but your actual job is you're subject to the whims of a giant machine that doesn't give a fuck about you. And there's no, and they shouldn't give a fuck about you. Like, I'm not faulting them for that, you know, but you're just a tiny little cog in that machine. So that's assumption number one, is that a working for somebody else or a big company is more secure is not true. Assumption number two, that you'll make more money there, is also not true. I make four times more now working for myself in these various different capacities than I did working for Abercrombie. Four times more. If you've worked at a big company or really any company, you know, think about the kind of raise that you're likely to get. I don't know if IGN was like this, but unless you're getting promoted at the end of the year, like, well, Colin, you know, you've been doing a great job. You know, you did this, this, and this. We're, you know, just really thrilled with your performance. You know, here's a 5% raise. Like, 5%? Really? Like, how many millions of dollars of value did I contribute to this company? Or give me an extra like $3,000 a year? Gee, thanks. You know, and I'm not turning up my nose at $3,000. I understand that's, you know, that's a decent amount of money, but the upward mobility is really not there. Like, I think if you're a low performer, it's probably great, but if you're a high performer, you're held back. I think there's a ceiling that limits your ability to advance your career and do shit. The other thing is, like, the bigger the company is, the narrower your job description is. So if you're somebody like one of us, or probably a lot of people listening, that has a lot of ideas and, you know, wants to like do big shit, they don't want you to do that at a big company. You have one specific job your job is to do that, no more, no less. It is not welcome to bring other ideas to the table. And again, I understand why, because you can't have a company full of thousands of people that are all, you know, trying to act like they're the CEO. It can't happen. People need to fall in line, just like the military. There's a, you know, there's a command structure. People need to fall in line. I get it, but it's frustrating if you're a high performer that has a lot of ideas and wants to do cool shit. That's not going to happen at a big company. So there's that. And I think there's a lot of value to working for somebody else, especially at the beginning of your career, to sort of learn how things are done. Again, a lot of the reason why you were so successful with Kind of Funny and with CLS and LSM is because you learned the playbook at IGN and built a network and all that kind of stuff. So I think there's a lot of value there. I don't mean to discount that, but at a certain point in your life or your career, I think people like us, you're like, you know, I want to bet on myself. And if I take this, if I take the leap of faith and I fail, you know, so be it. At least I tried. But I don't think that a lot of these assumptions that people make, that you're going to make more money, that it's going to be more safe or stable, I don't think that those are actually true. I think that the supposed safe path is actually just as risky, if not more. And like, you have less control over your fate when you're working for someone else, not more.
Yeah, I remember that. It's very interesting hearing what you say, because I remember at IGN, the thing I wanted to extract more than anything when I felt vulnerable there was a contract, not a raise necessarily, which was also nice, but they only offered to give me like the position I wanted and the money that I wanted, in quotes, when I left. So
right.
I had to really just do it. But you're right. I mean, ironically, I probably make four or five, I don't know, times more than I made at IGN now. So you're absolutely right. But it's also the interstitial kind of Lucy in the evolutionary trail for me was kind of funny, just because I was able to then take everything at IGN and learn it there and learn about all the things we did wrong there too, which was we did a lot of things wrong, and then make it even better and stronger here. So I will say, well, Dustin, let me ask you this, because you worked for someone else. You work for me now, but you also work on your own. I mean, how do you feel as a creator and your own, I don't know, your own security, your own safety, building yourself up? Because I will say that the security that Finn is talking about comes from money, but it also, I think, comes from having time enough to establish yourself such that if something goes wrong, something like, there's room for error and there's room for to try again. Because I wouldn't be so eager to tell people, and I'm not necessarily eager either way, but I'm not so eager to tell people to be creators, because it could really go badly for you. You know, you have to want it. I think that's what I was saying with Finn too, about his he had it, he wanted it from an early age.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Hey, everyone. This is Tuck from Fit for a King, an off-road minivan. Every week, I bring you fun interviews alongside your favorite metalcore entertainers with my new podcast, Get Tucked. Join me every Monday with bands like Counterparts, Crystal Lake, like Moths to Flames, and many more. We play unsigned and undiscovered bands, deep dive into each artist's history, and of course, provide the greatest breakdowns in current metalcore. Tune in to Get Tucked every Monday, out now through Sound Talent Media.
But first, I want to thank DistroKid for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. If you're not familiar, DistroKid is a digital music distribution service that musicians use to put their music into online stores and streaming services. So in plain language, if you have ever wondered how to get your music on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Amazon, Deezer, Tidal, and many, many more, there's like dozens and dozens of different streaming services, DistroKid is the way to do it. It is super easy. I have used it to put my music on Spotify. It took me maybe 5 minutes to like set it up and upload everything. It's legitimately awesome. I am sincerely a fan of this company and their product. And for those of you who have asked, you can also upload your music to TikTok with DistroKid. And if you want a chance to get featured on DistroKid's Spotify playlists, You can do that by submitting a song through Spotlight and getting your fans to vote for you. You can also use Hyperfollow to get more Spotify followers. You can promote your new release as well as Spotify Canvas. That's where there's the video in the background in the player, and when you share it on Instagram, it shares that video too, to make your Spotify release pop. And Spotify Canvas is available to all DistroKid artists. Like I said, as you can probably tell from this, like, I am sincerely a fan of DistroKid. DistroKid can do everything I just talked about and so much more. So be sure to sign up with my link, which is in the show notes for this episode, to get 7% off your first year. That link is in the show notes of this episode, or go to distrokid.com/VIP/thepunkrockNBA. And thanks again to DistroKid for sponsoring this episode.
I was just going to say that, you know, it's interesting that we talk about this, Colin, just because you and I have had a really good, like, open dialogue with either my streaming or other stuff, that it's like, I'm not, my goal isn't to, like, eventually jump ship or something. It's just like the idea of, like you said, establishing yourself in order to, in the, like, a case scenario where it's like, if, I mean, I hate to bring this up, but if something happened to you, Colin, where you couldn't do this anymore, it's like, I don't want to go work at some desk job. But as far as what Finn said, I think what is just interesting is that, you know, these jobs that don't care about you. And it's been weird for me, because I have only worked at small businesses with, like, actually in both jobs I've had, I was the only other employee. So it's been a weird dynamic for me in that aspect. But there's something to be said, of course, about, like, wanting to go out and be an arbiter and do something yourself. The thing that I'm always cautious about, and I see this all the time, is people that just, like, jump into the pool without thinking twice. Mm-hmm. And so that's something I always tell people. It's like, you can try this out without having to quit your job. Like, there are so many, and that's what you mentioned, Finn, earlier about, like, you know, people have the internet now. You can just, like, record a video on your phone and put it out there. You can put your opinion out there so easily. And it's really, because of that, really changed the entire dynamic of creators. The keys are in the hands of really anybody with a cell phone now.
Right. Yeah, I would suggest.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Finn. Sorry.
Oh, I would suggest anybody, before you just, as you said, Dustin, jump into the pool with both feet and no shirt on and potentially belly flop, ramp up the thing that you want to do as a side hustle while you're still employed. And see if you like it, right. See what the traction is, blah, blah, blah. There's going to be a point at which, like, hopefully your side hustle is becoming so successful that it's competing with your real job. And that's the point when you decide, what is the point where it just makes no sense to keep my day job? I think that's the way to do this. Where you're like, I would be dumb to keep this day job. I got to go all in on this thing.
Right. That's what we did with Kind of Funny. It was just ironic that we were leaving IGN to do that. We weren't leaving our jobs at a factory or something like that. So it was like, it was tough to leave one fun in quote jobs for another fun in quote jobs or job. But it's interesting because it was that generational leap in such a way that and that's what the luck I was talking about, that allowed me to kind of regroup a few times when people in their life might not get that chance. But one thing you said, Finn, I think is really important for creators out there, or could be creators. If you find that the side hustle is too much for you, you don't want it.
Yes.
Yeah, and then you know that you can just keep it. And there's nothing wrong, because I say this sometimes and I don't mean it to be insulting, and I think people understand what I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with a job where you punch a clock or where you work at a desk. And
not a damn thing. I wish that I was wired for that.
Yeah. I think that sometimes too, but it's just, because I say that to people all the time when they complain about the work that's necessary in the gaming industry. And you know, some guy at Insomniac saying he worked 40 hours a week on Spider-Man or whatever. And I'm like, well, maybe you did. I mean, I guarantee you that that's not the case for most of the team. And I'm not so sure I'd be admitting that in a creative field. But I do think you brought up something interesting, which is the other thing you learn when you're doing it as a side hustle is if you want it or not. Because when I was in high school, I worked at a deli and I was in school and I played hockey and I wrote game facts for no reason. I mean, and then when I was in college, I freelanced and worked snow removal and landscaping and was in school and interned and all these kinds of things. So it's a great way to learn if you want it, because nothing makes you busier than working for yourself.
Yes.
All right, my friends, that does it for this episode of the podcast. If you made it this far, thank you. Thank you for listening. We sincerely appreciate each and every one of you. If you want to help the show, there's a couple things that you can do. First of all, share it on social media. If you share it, tag us, tag Finn McKenty, that's me, and tag Deanna Chapman, that's a producer. Second thing you can do, if you really, really, really love us and really want to support us, you can support us on Patreon. There's a link to that in the show notes. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you're listening to this, or you can do none of that. And you can just sit at home thinking about how awesome this podcast is. That works too. Again, thank you very much to each and every one of you for listening. We sincerely appreciate it, and we'll see you next time.
Hey there, I am Johnny Christ from Avenged Sevenfold, and I've got a podcast called Drinks with Johnny you're going to want to check out. I sit down with a bunch of different people from all different walks of life, from professional wrestlers to actors, comedians, fighters, musicians, everything in between. I'm just looking to make some friends and have a good time doing it. So if that sounds like something you're into, go check out Drinks with Johnny, streaming everywhere now.
Hey, this is Aaron from No Simple Road. I'm inviting you to come hang out with Apple, Mel, and I as we talk with the musicians, artists, chefs, authors, and beyond from the world that turns us on. We're reaching into the improvisational music scene, the psychedelic culture, the festival world, and getting to know what makes the people tick that create those scenes. Come join us on the long, strange trip over at No Simple Road.